know, it doesn't matter what you do in your garden, landscape, lawn, anything outside. When you start doing something, the one thing that always happens is weeds just start to populate from everywhere. That disturbed ground, it's as soon as you touch it, your lifelong battle with weeds starts. And that's what Scott has called in to talk about, trying to get goat heads out of his lawn. Welcome to the program, Scott.
Oh, thanks. I didn't even know what they were called. So this is the second summer we've been in our home. And around this time of year, we start getting these, I don't know, kind of clover-looking things that just have these arms that grow out of my winter grass. And as the gets hotter, they dry up, and then they turn into those thorn things in the backyard. And I didn't know if it's time to completely remove all the grass out of my backyard and start new. It's probably about 20-year-old grass, or if there's something to get rid of these things.
Well, getting rid of the grass might not get rid of them. You know, it's a annual pervasive weed that, you know, what that little thing with the sharp barbed heads on it is the seed pod. And it just gets, that's how they get scattered. They attach themselves onto something and get drug around and scattered. And, you know, by mowing them, you break them and reseed them. So if you're planting a winter lawn, after your winter lawn is established next fall, I would recommend using a pre-emergent herbicide. That will help some. But you can also, because it's a broad-leafed plant and not a monocot, it's not a grass, you can use a post-emergent selective herbicide on that without killing your ryegrass. And as you see them starting to sprout and grow, you know, you can spot treat them, or you can spray the whole yard, whatever, with a broadleaf weed killer and keep those at bay. So the combination of using a pre-emergent after your winter lawn is established and then spot treating them, you know, after a season or two, you should be able to eliminate those.
Should I bring him a cup of the MSMA that's been sitting in my garden shed for about 10 years?
He doesn't actually need MSMA. He just needs a broadleaf like, you know, 2,4-D or Trimec or, you know, something like that, that will actually, because it's a different genetic plant, it's a broadleaf weed, you can spray and kill that without hurting the grassy bladed grass, as long as you use it at the right, you know, dilution rate.
And Scott, I'll give you a tip of what I do at my house and what I recommend a lot of my clients do that are trying to maintain their TIF lawn. I call a man by the name of Ray Lopez at Scottsdale Weed Control, and I put him on an annual management agreement where he just manages my lawn. And I want to tell you, your yard under Ray's care will look like a golf course. His phone number is 480-941-9471. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com under Weed Control. Scottsdale Weed Control, Ray Lopez. His magic juice changes formulas by the season. But whatever's in there, if you want to delegate your lawn control care to somebody, Ray's the guy.
There you go.
And they also do artificial turf as well. We were talking about that at the beginning of the broadcast, is the applications for artificial turf versus, a living lawn.
He put my front yard in.
Mm-hmm. If you're, you could do both, you know, a little artificial turf in the front, living lawn in the back, whatever the case may be, he can help with both of those. And it's one of those things that you really, personally, or I guess I should say, in my journey, weed killers was always something that was just a waste of money. It's like, you know, when you're looking at your budget and everything, well, then you realize how much of your personal time you spend battling it. It pays for itself in time
especially
savings.
Especially pre-emergent. If you can get on a good pre-emergent program and just prevent any weeds from growing, that'll just add hours or days to your discretionary time.
And pre-emergent in a lawn is much different than pre-emergent on decomposed granite. I mean, you're watering the lawn constantly. What would you pre-emerge your lawn with? And it really needs to be done about every 2 months, doesn't it?
Well, probably more than twice a year.
Yeah.
But certainly there's some granular applications of ones that you can put on with a lawn spreader, just like you're fertilizing your lawn. In fact, you can buy some that are combined with lawn fertilizers. I'm not a big fan of combination fertilizer weed killer products because they generally don't have very good concentrations of the weed killer product in them. And I think it's kind of an expensive way to do it. But you can buy granular products that can go on in a little whirly bird or a push spreader or whatever, and then you're already watering the lawn, so that solves the problem of watering it in. The biggest challenge, if you have large expanses of rock or gravel yards and you're trying to put a pre-emergent on, is then how do you get it watered in, which can be sometimes hard to do. You've got a lot of hose out there watering it in good. Hopefully you can time it just prior to a rain event. Knock on wood, we'd have one of those.
We're going to get some.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on, baby.
But
the prediction's there.
So, yeah. Pre-emergence, fabulous. Yeah, I can't stress it enough.
Yeah, you take your time and your savings, and I mean, it's a matter of a half a day. It's paid for itself, and just the quality of not life of not having to go out there. There's so many other things to do in the garden other than weed. You don't need to.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're talking about gardening and exercising, the weeding side of it doesn't have to be there. There's plenty of
good exercise, but that's about it. Yeah.